Debbie Critchfield, Superintendent of Public Instruction. Welcome to the Super in 10 podcast, where we highlight important issues in education, success stories in our schools, and shine a light on some of the work we do at the Idaho Department of Education. Episodes are 10 minutes long, which is why we call it the Super in 10. In this episode, we're talking about teachers and summer. With school out, summer is an opportunity for educators to catch their breath, as well as start their prep for the next school year. For some, it also means involvement in their local contract negotiations. For others, it means working a second job. To talk more about what summers look like for Idaho's K-12 teachers, we welcome in Julie Noraki. Julie is a math and science teacher based in Idaho Falls, and she is also the president of the Idaho Falls Education Association. Julie, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to use you as our token teacher in all the best ways. So as the spokesperson for all teachers, you've been at this a long time. You work with teachers from across the state as well. And I really did want to talk about what teachers do in the summer. There's still work getting ready for the classroom. And as I mentioned in the intro, some teachers take on, if not many teachers, second jobs. But give us an overview of what teachers are up to.
Well, in the summer, you're going to find teachers typically spend that first week off of school usually doing some kind of PD. And you'd think most of them would take a little bit of a summer break. And in fact, I did this year. But that first week after summer break is when we actually have a lot of professional development opportunities. And so a lot of teachers are doing professional development. You'll find that they do it throughout the summer. I also teach for Idaho Digital Learning Academy, and we had our annual summer conference last week. I have a virtual advanced placement conference for calculus next week. But I think you're going to...
That sounds riveting. Yeah. I'm just teasing. I'm sure it's awesome. It's for people smarter than me in math.
Yeah, I think you're going to find that most teachers kind of have to share the months of June and July between redoing all of those household projects that they've put off all summer. And reorganizing their home lives, and then also trying to balance what they need to do to get ready for next year. Usually once August hits, we kind of have that countdown to school starting back, and everybody is back in their classrooms, redecorating, lesson planning, and getting everything ready for class.
Thank you. That's a fantastic overview. And when we talk about the school year, teachers are contracted typically for 9 months. But we're also seeing that school preparation and just teachers love to learn. They love to be a part of learning environments that they're preparing. And I know with the teachers that are in my family, if they're out and about in the summer, if they see something, they'll think, ooh, that would be great in my classroom. Or, oh, that's a fun idea. I needed a theme for X, Y, or Z. Do you find that for those that you associate with, that they're always looking, regardless of the season, but even in the summer?
I think they are. They're always looking, in the summer is when they actually have a little bit of time to get creative and to shop around. And it's when they talk to other teachers and they come up with new ideas and they learn new things and they learn new skills. And sometimes they take a little bit of time for themselves to figure out, how they could to improve what they've done in the past and how they can change lessons. And, one of the big focuses we're seeing right now is with AI learning tools. So our kids are using AI. So you're going to find teachers trying to take a little bit of time this summer to figure out how to make that a learning tool and how to use that in their classrooms and their lessons.
I love hearing this. I perked up as soon as you said AI, because we're actually working on an opinion piece that we're going to be putting out from our end of the state, talking about how AI is becoming a part of the classroom. And I know that we're not here to talk about that, but increasingly we hear teachers wondering how to incorporate that as a tool. And I think generally speaking, many of us aren't sure where, what we think about it or where it is appropriate and that type of thing. And so teachers getting training on topical issues, the summer is a time for them to really wrap their minds around some of that in a, I guess in a less time constrained, you don't have 25 kids looking at you in the classroom and, you know, you got to be on every second.
Yeah. And you just, you're a little more relaxed, so you can be a little more creative. And sometimes when we're less stressed, then it's easier for us to open our minds to figure out how to use these tools, because the kids are using these tools. And so we need to learn how to incorporate them into education.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if the adults could be in front of all of the things, and especially with technology? Let's talk a little bit about teachers and second jobs or other things that they do. I know many teachers may join a fire crew and work on fires in the summer, or have landscaping jobs or frankly just retail jobs. I mean, whatever there are. What do you hear and talk to teachers about on this?
We do have a lot of teachers, especially teachers that don't have young kids at home, that pick up second jobs over the summer, because our contracts are typically around 190 days, which leaves us the summer months. Even if you get paid over the summer, you know, you have your 9-month pay separated over 12 months, it's still a good time for us to earn a little extra money. And so we have a lot of teachers in our area that join in service. So you'll see them in the service industry and waiting tables and things like that. We've got a lot of landscape, like you said, that one's a really big one that picks up. The city employs a lot of people just for summer. So if they can find just summer jobs, that works. We do have a lot of people that work for the BLM over the summer and do firefighting crews and land work that way as well. I think for a lot of them, it's just a way to do something that they have, can get outdoors, maybe have some fun, earn a little extra money. But it's a good time for them to kind of stock up on that. And it helps because, you know, even though we've done a really good job in the state of Idaho of trying to catch up to teacher pay and living wage, you know, things like buying a house for a younger teacher, it's hard to do with our housing market. So anything they can do to help save some money over the summer is a good thing for them.
I remember being a kid and you'd run into a teacher in the summer at the movie or the grocery store and you're like, whoa, all of a sudden you're like, they're a real person. And why is that teacher wearing shorts or, you know, whatever it is, you see them in a completely different context in a different setting. Have you had those experiences where the student was sort of awkward and weird, like, oh, wait a minute, we're not in class and they're at the swimming pool or something like that?
It's kind of like teachers in the wild. And you know, our communities are pretty small and we do run into them. And it is kind of weird because you're not dressed professionally like you would normally see them. And, you know, so it's kind of an awkward thing. Also, if you stay in the same community like I have for so long, you run into students that you taught 10 years ago and 5 years ago, and they're married and they have children. And you know, it's funny because during the school year, I have a tendency to put my AirPods in when I walk through the grocery store, because I'm like, I just want to get my groceries and I want to get out and I don't want to be stopped.
Yeah.
But in the summer, you're just in a whole different mode. You're just relaxed and you want to enjoy everything, and you tend to stop and have conversations everywhere you go. But it is interesting when your students see you out in the wild and they realize you're actually a real person, not just a teacher.
Yeah, like, oh, you eat, you're at the grocery store. Well, and I think of myself reflecting upon teachers that, you know, made a big impact in my life. Regardless of where you saw them or how old you are, we always refer to the teachers as Mrs. or Mr. Even as we, you know, we've gotten older or older, you say, oh yeah, you know, Mrs. Smith or Mr. Johnson or whatever it is. You just carry that with you, that feeling of that teacher being in the classroom.
Well, and you know that you've been around for a while, because now I have some students, former students, who are now teaching in the same building as I am. And so the first time they use my
Ouch.
First name, I
yeah.
look at them and I'm like, oh
dear. I'm sure. Well, I guess it's the circle of life in education. So what you tell me, what does an ideal summer day look like or a summer experience look like for you?
Well, for me, being able to get up without having an alarm set, which is still pretty early because I just can't seem to sleep in. But, you know, getting up, having breakfast, a cup of coffee, being able to read the newspaper, whatever I need to do, spending an hour or two gardening. I love to garden, and we don't get as much time here in Idaho to garden outside as I would like to.
Yeah, the growing season's like 4 hours. Yeah.
and then, you know, sometimes if I'm lucky enough, I might get to close my eyes for a second in the afternoon and have a little snuggle with one of my dogs and cooking dinner. My husband is delighted that I'm cooking every night during the summer, because sometimes during the school year, we'll go weeks without a home cooked meal. So,
well, you can remind him where the pans are. So, well, Julie Naraki, our guest on The Superintend, is an Idaho Falls teacher. We are wishing you the ultimate summer experience, and we wish a recharge on all of our teachers, because we need them in the classroom refreshed and ready to go. And we thank you for taking time with us in your busy schedule.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for all you all do for our students all over the state and our teachers.
Thank you so much. The Superintend podcast is produced by the Idaho Department of Education. Episodes are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. They can also be streamed on YouTube and the department's website, sde.idaho.gov. I'm Superintendent Debbie Critchfield. Thank you for listening.